What I'm covering today is limited service agreements in consumer cases. And basically, what a limited service agreement is an agreement where the lawyer will limit services, a defined set of services that will be provided to the client for generally a lower fee than a full service agreement. These type of agreements have been fairly frequent in family law cases. They've become more frequent in consumer bankruptcy cases, primarily because in many of these cases, the debtor lacks the resources to pay upfront a full service fee for all the services that could be contemplated in a Chapter 7 case. You know, Chapter 13s present a different issue because in a Chapter 13 case, that fee can be paid over the course of the plan through the plan payments and financed with post-petition income. That option isn't available in a Chapter 7 case, and a lot of courts have followed the Rittenhouse case versus Eisen. We've had a district court decision in the Western District involving a lawyer up in Shreveport that followed Rittenhouse. And Rittenhouse, the basic point is that in a Chapter 7 case, unpaid fees, that is fees that have not been paid pre-petition, are dischargeable.